This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The Broward Center for the Performing Arts has made a significant impact in the cultural life of South Florida, especially in its collaboration with Broadway across America. Here's a reminiscence from two people who have long histories with this venue.
I'm Kelly Shanley. I'm the president and CEO of the Broward Center for the Performing Arts.
And I'm Susie Kreis. I'm executive vice president of Broadway Across America.
We've both been around the scene here in South Florida for quite a while. I got down here in 1994. Susie's been here a little bit longer. It's great to be here with an old friend and also a friend who's been there on the Broadway scene much before the Broward Center came online. And if you think back, Susie, before there was a Broward Center, there were places like War Memorial and the Parker Playhouse that came online in the 60s, and that's where Broadway was presented back then.
I actually graduated from high school at the War Memorial Auditorium.
That's great.
When you look at the Broward Center and how it has changed the tours that we've been bringing to South Florida, there's a huge change. I mean, the opening of the Broward Center really paved the way for the blockbusters and the mega musicals to come to Fort Lauderdale. Kelly, let me ask you a couple questions. The Broward Center presents more than 700 events each year. What part does the Broadway series play in that schedule?
At 700 events a year, it makes us one of the busiest theaters in all of North America. Broadway is really at the core of that. The revenue that it's producing and the people that it's bringing in are doing two things. First of all, it's introducing people to the Broward Center who may not have ever stepped foot in the place, especially those people who may have never been to a Broadway show, much less a Performing Arts Center in their life. So it's a great way of introducing new audiences to what we have to offer at the Broward Center. And then the revenues that are coming in for it help us support local programs like our Arts Access programs, where we're working with local community groups to help them produce shows that are perhaps unique to their culture that we can present on the stage in the Amaturo Theater, sort of bring to light that community mission. It helps us play a role that we always intended to play, where local organizations can also have their moment to shine on the stage at the Amaturo Theater.
How does the partnership with Broadway Across America enhance some of the educational offerings that the Broward Center provides and help with your mission?
You know, education has been part of the Broward Center's DNA since the very beginning. One of the things that Broadway allows us to do is get access to some of the greatest talent that's out there on the road coming in with these casts and the Broadway shows. And we get the chance to give local folks, be they teachers or students, access to these great, talented people in a workshop format. So whether they're trying to learn about the art itself and they want exposure to some people who have managed to make a career out of it, that alone is great. But some of the things we've also been able to do have been some of the most compelling parts of our education programs. Some of the other things we've done with the Broadway shows is we've had the touch tours with blind and deaf students coming in and having a chance to talk to the wardrobe people from these companies and go through and feel the costumes and the props and get a sense of what the show is all about. And they're so moved by just the notion that we would invite them in to experience such a thing and have that kind of connection to a Broadway performance on the stage. It's created a lot of opportunities to do things like that.
For more information on the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, visit browardcenter.org. To hear more creative conversations, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.